It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children?
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
If he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Gore readings, Flesh Wound Radio freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Radio. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd the Tool Lawyer and Pugs Dread of the Horrified. Gentlemen, how goes your evening?
All goes well, Invisible Dan. We're all ready for tonight.
I was waiting for that. What's up, guys? Nice
doing
to see some
good.
Of you.
Doing good. Yes, we're still on the new tech. Future shit, Todd. Future
yes,
shit.
Yes, like 1999. Not that far back. Okay. 2010, how's that?
Well, that's better, Todd. It's all better. Right. It's recent-ish, okay? I'm doing my best here. I'm glad everybody's enjoying our new format. I know people said we sound much better. I still don't have the fancy headphones, so maybe I'm the least clear among us. But it sounded pretty good.
Yeah, we were trying. You actually sound better right now. We were trying cool. to, me and Dan earlier, we were trying to do a live video together. But I think I'm going to have to teach someone Skype because I couldn't do it with Facebook or Facebook Messenger. I was going to record it. So you got a solo unboxing from me today for this month's horror pack. If you haven't watched it, it's in the group. Everyone go check it out.
It is. You weren't wearing pants, Todd.
I wasn't. I kept my
spoilers.
I kept my hands above the table, too.
Bullshit artist.
Was the bloody fleshlight there too, or?
That's the next review.
All right.
So Dan,
I seriously think we should be sponsored by Fleshlight. I mean, yeah. Flesh is in the name,
right?
Holy shit, Todd! We need to make some calls.
I guess Dan doesn't remember the last time you said this. It's like an old new thing to him.
I don't remember anything.
He's on board now,
yes.
So that's cool.
Yeah. So, Dan, did you pull yourself away from watching all the coronavirus porn on Pornhub?
So, all right, what the fuck is this? Now I need to know.
There's coronavirus porn.
Holy shit. How did they... How?
What do you mean, how?
Well, I mean, like, what's the...
Okay,
is it a parody?
Dan,
like a comedy?
I hate to do this to you. But everything that's in porn isn't real. That isn't really a mother-daughter. That isn't really her stepson. They just kind of play it up for the videos. I know.
Bullshit artist.
No.
Heartbreaking.
Don't crush my soul, Todd.
And wrestling is predetermined.
Fuck! Then you're going to tell me there's no Easter Bunny or Jesus next.
Yeah, but...
God damn it.
Yeah.
Leave the memories alone, Todd.
You still believe in lipstick lesbians, so...
They're out there, Todd. They're out there.
Yeah, they're fake ones in porn. Oh, I just found Dan the best one ever. It's lesbian... Is that lesbian coronavirus porn? No, that's a dude. Okay, he looks...
But you don't understand my question.
Okay.
Like, how do they fit coronavirus into a porn scenario?
They're wearing the masks.
Oh, so that's
all. In the hospital.
Yeah. I'll
say. They should have Corona bottles in their pussies.
Okay. Oh, wow. So they just heard that.
Huh?
Who?
Oh, you're the.
Who just heard what?
Everyone but you two.
Todd pressed play. No, I heard it.
Okay.
I heard something. I didn't hear anything specific, but. Oh, wow. Well, I know what I'm doing after the show ends tonight.
Egg rolls?
Ah.
There's. Oh. Well, I just threw the first one I found.
Just an FYI, how long do we have on the messenger gimmick now for sending porn or sending,
oh, yeah.
A meme?
Well, I don't know, but I got banned for that swastika bullshit.
Yeah, but you know what's dumb about that? Sometimes you can get flagged for something that's not even an offensive. Like you said, it could be a swastika from a World War II movie, and it can get flagged that way, which is really...
History is doomed to repeat itself, because we're stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm S.S. Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg, goddammit.
S.S. Shine.
I was going to say, you just now have an audio clip of him saying, I'm S.S.
I know.
Dan.
I said S.S. Zuckerberg, God damn it.
You stumbled, yes. And you said I-M-S-S. So, right on.
How long do you think it'll be before our texts are monitored now?
They already are.
Well, they are, but I'm saying, like, oh, you sent a naughty text. You know, we're going to... Because there's people right now that are, like, trying to go after the porn industry because it's too, I don't know, misogynistic, I guess. They're trying to fuck
being
everybody.
King shamed.
Fuck I them. Know. I know. God damn it. I want to believe that the stepson is really banging his mom. You know?
Uh-oh.
Come on.
Update. Facebook has announced these changes with a slight variation will come into effect on March 4th, 2020.
Oh, it's today.
And you just sent that.
Oops.
Right.
Well, here's the question though. What will it get you in the same way as if you posted it on your wall? Because I mean, again, you're sharing it presumably with people that want to see it. It's not like you're just putting it out there.
I don't know. I'm trying to find the exact thing, but we'll find out. I just sent inappropriate material.
Eight and under.
But you know what? As soon as Facebook buys Pornhub, they won't care.
No, fuck Facebook, fuck Disney. They can all eat a dick.
They do.
I know. I can't wait till Disney buys. Well, I'd say Vivid, but they're already like the Disney of porn. Can't think of.
It's gonna all be like little. Oh, never mind. I'm not gonna go.
Yeah,
there.
Dan, we don't want you. Jesus,
it's a small world.
Yeah,
it's a small world. Porn parody.
I don't want to piss Disney off, I guess. They own everything now, so...
Yeah.
I was going to make a bad joke about underage hotels, but...
About where you like to take your dates?
Fuck you, Todd. Fuck you. Don't even start. Alright, so... we're way off the rails, but fuck censorship, damn it. If I want to see BDSM midget porn... God damn it, I want to see BDSM midget porn. It's not a fake.
And if I want to see a white man crack the skull of a black man, that is my business. And you can tell I'm serious because I actually said black man. And we all know what I think of those people.
Pugs is black, if you're listening for the first time. That's why he's making that joke.
And Dan is secretly racist, which makes him uncomfortable every time I bring it out because he thinks it's going to out him. Dan, it's okay. You're allowed an opinion.
That's fucked up.
Heil Shine.
This is America. Heil Shine.
That's fucked up. God, I feel like that's going to be a shirt now. But I get
Heil Shine?
Fuck.
I get to pick one, too. So I know it's going to happen.
We're
going to
start
a swastika on the hat.
We're going to start a Patreon just so we can make that shirt.
All right. Yeah, everyone's got a Patreon. We got to get on that. All right. So, Pugs, you'll be excited about this. They are...
Jordan Peele died?
Oh, God. I can only imagine. That's going to be...
Oh, I would be ecstatic.
No, tribute show?
Oh. There'll be a show. I don't know if it'll be a tribute, but... yeah.
We can just set a music, a touching music video, and put in Pug's quotes about him.
That'd be funny. Yeah,
that'll happen. No, Jordan Peele is alive and well, and I'm hopeful about Candyman, which he's not directing, Pugs, so you might end up liking
it. Oh, I haven't made that video yet, but I haven't seen the trailer, really, so... I saw like a clip, but I was too busy to pay attention. So it's still I haven't seen it.
Oh, nice!
I'm like a black father and his kid. Haven't seen him.
Okay, that's fucked up. All right.
Guys, oh yes, if you're listening to us tonight, sorry we're late. It was all Pug's fault.
You know how I am. You know how they are.
I legit asked if you were. Like, because Todd said you had an emergency, and I was like, oh, is he okay? Because I don't want to be, like, an asshole if I start making, like, coronavirus jokes, and he's actually got it. Right. So, yeah. Yeah. No. We're all good.
I would have said he has the Asian AIDS if he did.
Yes.
Yeah, don't go fucking Ling Ling right now. It's not safe.
Ooh, Dan, that's not very cool of you.
Fuck you, Todd. That was cool. That was funny.
I don't know.
I'm proud of you. That means it's bad.
That was funny. And that's how I know you haven't watched Ghoulish Tales yet. But anyways. Alright.
Fuck, I keep forgetting.
Yeah. That probably requires a live reaction video. Alright.
Wait, we can do one of those group watches. Because, you know, you kind of made the movie. So we could put it up on the Facebook group and do one of those live watches where we all watch along.
Well, I didn't direct.
Let's do it.
Yeah, writing, acting.
And paid for the whole goddamn thing. So, yeah, we could
check. Yeah, that I did.
Right.
All right. All right, so.
What news do you got?
All right, well, we'll kick it off with the most recent news, which Hocus Pocus 2 is happening. And it's going to be a sequel, I guess, instead of the, I guess last word, it was going to be a reboot, which felt kind of lame.
Yeah, the last thing I heard was going to be like a reboot show for Disney Plus. So now it's a full-blown movie. This is exciting.
Sounds like a sequel, yeah.
I think it's going to be a Disney Plus movie.
Yes, Disney
Plus.
Totally
cool.
It's what I fucking said, Todd.
I don't listen to you. I'm producing.
Listen, God damn it. I'm sure, I mean, that's a big movie for not so much your generation, Todd, because you're an old buck. But
it's a few years past when,
yeah. Pugs and I, for sure.
If I was 5 years younger, I would be all about it.
Yeah. No. And Thora Birch said she wants to come back. I don't think they've officially confirmed anybody, but it sounds... I can't fathom that any of them would say no right now, so...
I hope the whole cast comes back. That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
This is really exciting. I'm a diehard Hocus Pocus fan.
I
love
this
shit.
I have a feeling
this
is going to be Lady and the Tramp 2 Scamp's Revenge.
No.
I don't know.
You know what? I actually liked the live-action Lady and the Tramp.
So, I did, too. I was talking about the shitty direct to video sequels. We are annoyed you didn't get We Are Japanese if you don't please.
Yes, I didn't miss that.
Have you ever heard
the cats give them corona now, they kill them both. It's a dark ending.
Have you ever heard Fat Cats Bigger Fish by The Coop?
No.
It they use the harmony of that song as the chorus.
Fuck yeah. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, Disney Plus is huge, so I'm sure it's going to feel just like a theatrical movie. And yeah, your girl Thora Birch said she's coming back, Bugs.
Love her boobs.
There you go. Have you seen her recently, though?
No.
Oh, okay. She's on Walking Dead now, you know.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I saw a photo of that announcement. I just never seen it. And with that one dude, Nico, whatever the fuck, that gender fluid weirdo.
Oh,
I like him. I was thinking, he's cool, but
I was thinking weirdo. I was thinking of the little kid from Pet Sematary.
Yeah, it's yeah, I'm kind of glad to see her featured again. I mean, she never stopped acting, but she kind of, I don't know, she had like a string of huge shit and then just kind of faded to the background. So yeah, no,
it's because she threatened Kevin Spacey. She had too much information on her. She had a blacklister.
Would it really be Thora Birch, or would it be Wes Bentley? You know, he tried to get some of that Bentley booty hole.
He joined in. He became a bigger star.
He did. He also had a bad, I don't know if it was drinking with him or drugs, but maybe Spacey figures into that. I don't know. Total speculation. I'm not saying, you know, allegedly.
We'll find out.
Oh, yeah, in the documentary.
I guess we're going to have to review that. I didn't even put that on next week's list.
Yeah, those are...
Thora Birch boobs.
Yeah. Well, now we need to retitle this episode to Thora Birch. Or we can just randomly name next week's episode that.
Thora Birch start a tribute page.
So now we got Xena boobs and Thora Birch boobs.
Hey, you got the Motorboat one. What is it? Does the Warrior Princess get the win? Or
I'm going Warrior Princess.
Okay.
Once I do that, I want to hear that noise while I'm doing it.
I feel like an adventurer if I say anything but Xena.
Put your hat on.
Ah, that's awesome. When we do video at some point, I'll have to wear the hat.
You have worn the hat in video.
Yeah, I have. No, I meant like, yeah, when I'm in LA.
Without all the children.
That's fucked up. Oh, you think, all right, here's a question, because we got to move on from Hocus Pocus, but do you think the magic will return and Sarah Jessica Parker won't look like a horse again?
No.
She was kind of...
She was hot as fuck in that movie. How
yeah.
Dare
no, she was.
She was pale. She had nice cleavage.
But, like, nowhere
I
else,
like, yeah.
Though. But, like, literally...
Also, to be fair, though, too, she probably looked extra good because of the two beasts she was riding with.
Oh. Kathy Najimy probably looks better than she does now. I saw Najimy... like a year and a half.
Let me guess, Dan. She gives you a weird boner. We know.
What's weird about a Kathy Najimy boner, Todd?
I don't. You tell us you get a weird boner, the strangest things, but that one doesn't qualify as a weird boner.
No, she's an attractive.
Okay.
BBW. She's yeah. She looked good. She looks better than Sarah Jessica Parker does now. I get it.
I just want. I'm just trying to figure out what the line is for your weird boner.
I would like to know, too.
Bette Midler would be a weird boner, although even she's not ugly. I mean, you know. It's not a bad, like, I'm probably fat to some granny porn.
I was going to say, you totally beat off the Beaches.
I have never seen Beaches.
I don't believe you.
No, I you know, usually any notable movie I've seen, but I don't think I've ever sat down to watch Beaches.
I feel a commentary coming soon now.
Oh, fuck.
I'm in. You know what? You guys mentioned Bette Midler, and, like, she used to scare the shit out of me when she screamed in Ruthless People. I know it's a comedy.
Oh,
when I was younger, that freaked me the fuck out. They had the duck mask,
yes.
And she was all tied up and shit. She was wearing that gold... fucking weird thing. Look, I still get creeped out just a little bit. Kinder trauma. That shit freaked me out. That's a good movie, though.
I saw that theatrically.
Nice. Did you freak out?
I did not.
Hey, what? Guys, we do a horror podcast, and we're talking about Bette fucking Midler.
Okay.
Like, and I was scared when I was younger. Kinder trauma.
It works. It's okay. I'm disappointed in the South.
All right. The vinegar... I got news, fucker.
All right, well, go ahead then.
Vinegar Syndrome announced the new upcoming set, Forgotten Galley, Volume 1, with three rare films. They announced today that they will be releasing rare Italian and Spanish horror films as part of their Forgotten Galley collection, and the first volume has been revealed.
Ooh.
Volume 1 is the first of several upcoming volumes, will feature three never-before-available in the U.S. titles, and will be released in April. Pre-order soon. The company details all three of these nearly impossible-to-see films will be presented in brand-new 2K restorations from original negatives. Volume 1 includes Javier Aguirre's Eurosleeve star-studded adaptation of And Then There Were None, and that's titled The Killer is One of 13, Leon Kilmiski's Gallo Proto-Slasher Hybrid, Trauma,
yes,
and Helena Colombo's Supremely Weird, The Police Are Blundering in the Dark.
Oh, wow, nice.
And this will be released.
All three of those.
Yeah.
Sound awesome.
This April.
Kilmiski, yeah. I'm very excited. I really love the storefront collections they did. They only did two, but yeah, that sounds like that's going to be fucking awesome. So I'm excited for that. My bit of news, which really drew some pretty passionate responses, considering this is in no way official, but I think Bruce Campbell even addressed it. So,
and let me guess. Dan didn't read it, and he just saw the headline, so he's not going to get it right. Go ahead, Dan.
Fuck you, Todd. All right, I'm just posing the question. CM Punk as the new Ash? Yay or nay?
I'll let Pugs go first.
Oh, okay, I already know his answer, but go for it, Pugs.
In all forms, fuck CM Punk. I don't want that. No one wants that. The only people that want that are CM Punk and AJ Lee. Fuck him.
It's one.
All right, wait a minute, because you said AJ Lee. What if AJ Lee gets it up the poontang by the tree?
Nope.
Still no. Oh, wow. Todd?
If it's tags along with Punk, I don't want it.
Todd?
She's too brown for me.
That makes sense.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, Punk, absolutely not. Everyone has a hard on for the girl on the third floor, and I thought it was okay.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Well, I like Punk, but I agree with what Bruce Campbell said.
Girl on the Third Floor we reviewed, and it's solid at best. I mean, it's a decent one-time watch. I'm not seeing star in CM Punk, though, not Hollywood star. But then again, fuck, Batista's headlining movies, and I never, Hollywood movies, and I would have never have guessed that. So
that's because he knows his range.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Look at his performance in Guardians. Like, it's pretty much
Batista. He's Batista.
Well, no, I mean, it's like the lack of anything is what makes it. It's like, he didn't need to be a great actor to do that character, because it's kind of like very wooden.
Yeah, the Steven Seagal effect, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, God. I think Batista's at least better than him.
Seagal's
I know. Seagal. He made an energy drink you love, so Seagal's the shit.
Don't make me cry. I miss that shit so bad. Oh, man. Fucking monster.
I know, it gave you a weird boner.
I was thinking the same thing. I just didn't say
that's it. Fucked up. That's fucked up. You know, true story, when I went to the AVNs, I don't know, I just had like a I wonder what this would do kind of thing, and you get dick pills. I don't know if it's still like this, but
did you take them all at once?
not all, because I didn't want to, like, fucking die or have to get my dick drained, which apparently is a thing. Like, if you can't, like, shake a boner after, like, 5 or 6 hours, they fucking, like, drain the blood. Like, for of blood. Like, I mean, it's a thing, I guess. These people that get erections.
It could lead, like, to impotence. That's why.
Fuck. Damn.
It'll fuck up your veins in your dick.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, well, yeah. So, I mean, I can't say it lasted, like, 5 or 6 hours, but I don't know. The Three Stooges guy's pill, like, was like, oh, fuck. And then it's, like, awkward. I mean, you are at an adult film expo, but still, you don't want to be, like, walking around with, like, a giant fucking hard on. It's a little, you know.
Let's calm down on the giant part.
Hey. I have a very impressive
okay, we
genius,
don't
want
to. We don't want to hear about Little Sign.
We'll save it for the Patreon. but that's all good. But yeah, no.
Impressive, eh? Okay.
I don't know.
Choice of words, sir.
The Three Stooges guy is still slinging the dick pill. Hey, it worked. I'll throw it out there. All right. So.
Okay.
So, yeah, dick pill story. But anyways, we were talking CM Punk. I don't know. yeah, I don't really like... I don't see it. I mean, it's one of those... They used to always say Nicholas Brendan from Buffy should be the new Ash, and it was just solely based on the fact that he looked like a younger Bruce Campbell.
Can we just go with what Bruce Campbell said? And that he can be Nash.
What did he say?
He basically said, like... He's like, he could be Nash or something else. He's like, Ash is the reserve table in the expensive restaurant. Basically, you can't get it.
Oh,
fine by me.
Sounded like you said eating ass there, Todd. I was like,
I know, Dan. You've been dry a minute. We get it.
Okay. Well, that's what it, I heard eating ass, and I was like, what does that have to do? But yeah, no, I just. Drew some passionate response. I'm cool, by the way, with Ash not being in it.
Actually good either way. If they want to recast him and tell a new story, fine. Well, I wouldn't.
Well,
if
the producer, one of the producers, is saying he doesn't want Ash in it, or basically they can be someone else, then
yeah, do that. Or just fucking continue the goddamn remake one.
I know.
I like that shit.
Yeah, I don't know why we. They didn't get one out, but alright, is that it for news? I feel like I might have missed something, but the Day of the Dead series, that's what I missed. Are you at all excited for that?
Not really.
Yeah.
It's more to watch. I'll probably check it out and hope it's good, but if it's like The Walking Dead, I gave up on that, so I don't know. I would like to get back in, I just have no fucking time.
Well, when did you drop?
Like 2 seasons ago.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not too bad. I do like Fear the Walking Dead better, but Walking Dead's been pretty good lately.
I'm gonna try to catch up.
Yeah.
I think I watched 2 episodes this season.
Well, then you're caught up. Are we?
No.
Fuck, I always get mixed up. We're in the half.
Yes, this is the second half of the season.
Okay, I always
come on, that. Dan. Quit fucking up.
I'm sorry.
Professional, Todd, have your research ready.
I have great memory recall. I remember I got the dick pill from the Three Stooges parody guy, so I remember important shit.
Which one was it?
It was Mo. Or no, not Mo. Curly.
Okay, as long as it wasn't Larry.
No, it wasn't Larry. I think it was. Yeah, I think he played Curly.
And I did not know there was a Three Stooges porn parody, by the way.
There is. I think there might be a couple, actually, on that one.
Don't we have a parody show coming up?
We do. And
is getting pushed?
Yeah, because it's like a lot of content to watch.
Yeah, a lot of porno. Yeah. Anyway, oh, and I should say, before we get into our reviews, be sure to tune into our second show this week. We are finally doing our sex comedy show, part one, because there's obviously a lot of sex comedies out there, so you will be getting that.
You will be getting the mix of old, new,
yes,
maybe some hard-to-find ones.
Yes.
Dan's already been prepping. It takes him a long time to watch each one because he has to take breaks.
Yeah. Oh, you know you were taking some Betsy Russell breaks, you motherfucker, so shut up. All right. So let's get into our first movie of the evening. So going into this review, after Black Christmas...
Dan's favorite. Coming out on Blu-ray. Available now on digital, too.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Oh my god. Fuck that shit. Do not, guys. Don't waste the money. Don't support
girls.
Coming out on Blu-ray in 2 weeks.
Fuck that movie.
Got it pre-ordered.
You cancel that fucking pre-order now.
I'm gonna do a live unboxing when the package comes.
if it ends with you throwing it in the fucking fire, that's fine.
I'm gonna do it. You're gonna watch me put it in a beautiful, precious, out of print bag so it stays pristine. So the slipcover is not damaged.
Cut. What are you gonna do when coronavirus kills all of us? And then you got fucking aliens coming, and that's like the one thing that finds a way to survive. And then they just figure the rest of us that are left, fuck them. If they made that piece of shit, that is what will happen, Todd.
I'd say what I think would happen, but I can't because it's too politically incorrect in 2020. Let's just say a gender will probably be put in cages for that travesty.
Oh, wow. You got it dark there. Oh, all right.
Nice. Not me, the aliens.
Fuck you, Todd. Yeah, all women getting thrown in.
I didn't say which gender.
Yeah, it's exactly.
It could have been because of Jason Blum.
What the fuck? Yeah, he's
a half woman anyway. I mean.
Well, all right, so let's get right into it. Invisible Man. This was like a redemption film. Now, I like the original Invisible Man. I watched the actually, speaking of Sci-Fi Channel, the series reboot they did 20 years ago, roughly. I saw, of course, Hollow Man with Kevin Bacon.
Memoirs of an Invisible Man.
Yeah. So we've had
Son of the Invisible Man, the greatest one ever.
Todd, so OCD's got to run out down every fucking.
No, I didn't run them all down.
Invisible Bob, Fred Olin Ray. Yeah, they've done the gimmick.
The Invisible Maniac.
Invisible Maniac, which needs to come to Blu-ray. All right. So, anyways, I was hopeful by the trailers, but then there's that small inkling that this could be another Black Christmas. I was so terrified this was just going to be a bad propaganda film. Although it looked a lot more, the Black Christmas trailer kind of made it look like shit too. This trailer looked hopeful. So let's see. Did they redeem themselves? So I should say this is from director Lee Whannell. When Cecilia's abusive ex takes his own life and leaves her his fortune, she suspects his death was a hoax. As a series of coincidences turn lethal, Cecilia works to prove that she is being hunted by somebody, by someone nobody can see. All right, so... Pugs, I'll tag you in first. I don't think I've really gotten your take on it yet, so I don't know. What did you think of Invisible Man?
Well, first, let me start by saying how much I love the original one with Claude Rains.
Oh, awesome.
I fucking absolutely love that movie. I laughed super hard, spoilers, when he throws the baby carriage over. That is just too damn good. So I love The Invisible Man. Pretty much all the Universal Monster movies to begin with, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, when they announced this, I was like, okay, whatever, that's cool. But then they had Lee Whannell. I'm like, oh, that guy's fucking awesome.
Upgrade, absolutely. Fucking cool.
Yeah. So, I was really excited, and then the trailer came out, and it looked good. I'm like, okay, I'm in. And I happen to have a little crush on Elizabeth Moss. For a homely bitch, she's really hot, and I really want to finger her. That's another story.
Oh, the hell? That's a backhanded compliment.
Does Dan not remember last week?
Yeah. I said the same thing.
I know.
I know, but I was just like, I don't remember you calling her a homely bitch, but... What do you have your... Where's your crush from Moss come from?
Have you seen her? The Handmaid's Tale?
I didn't know if it was one particular thing. Well, Handmaid's Tale, you're supposed to look a little homely, in fairness.
Well, she still looks homely. Anyway, but also, side note, you all know I'm a big Batman fan.
Yes.
There's an episode called Invisible in Batman the Animated Series. Elizabeth Moss is the voice of the little girl. So she's dealt with invisible people before.
Oh, nice.
So that was pretty cool. Anyway, the movie, it's fucking good. I was really surprised how much I liked it. It really picks up at the second half. Elizabeth Moss is the shit. Hopefully they remember her fucking performance, because I think we're going to get screwed just like we did with Toni Collette and Paige's name? Yeah.
Hereditary.
Like this, it's fake Paige.
Yeah.
But Florence Pugh?
Florence Pugh, yeah.
Yeah, and her. Like, they do a really good job, but they don't get recognized. I think that's fucking bullshit. Anyway, she did great. The Black Dude was good. It was driving me crazy that I could not recognize who the boyfriend was. I figured it out.
Oh, okay, the boyfriend.
Yeah, from The Haunting of Hill House. He was a druggie.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that yet. Oh. No, I thought you were talking about Aldous Hodge. It was bugging me. I was like, oh shit, that was MC Ren.
Well, yeah, the black dude. Well, they all look alike, though. I don't blame you.
Okay. Oh. God damn. Pugs is black. Continue.
Anyway, I think it was a good modern upgrade. Jesus Christ, I'm stupid. A modern take on the classic story. I really don't see anything to complain about for me.
Oh, that it didn't have Johnny Depp or a Tom Cruise cameo worked in there?
Oh, I forgot about it. I forgot that Johnny Depp was supposed to be there. But see, that makes more sense that he was beating up the girl. Oh, well. But yeah, no, it was really cool. It might be a little long, but...
That didn't bug me.
Yeah. Yeah, hey. me either, but it was very satisfactory. I liked it a lot.
We can get Johnny Depp and Amber Heard in Invisible Woman. That could still happen. No one believed him. Get it directed by, I don't know, bring Tim Burton in or something.
I think the climate for Minimist is not right at the moment. Harvey's still getting sentenced.
I was really impressed by this one. I had a feeling this one would be good. I was like, man, they can't drop another deuce like Black Christmas. And I'm glad. I mean, this.
I guess Dan forgot about Fantasy Island in between the two, but I'll let it go.
Well, but that wasn't Black Christmas.
Oh, no. I'm just saying there was something in between.
Yeah. No, there was.
And I still haven't seen Fantasy Island, but I found out about when Homeboy opens up his shirt to reveal... I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Okay.
If you like the show, you should like the movie.
I don't agree with that necessarily for everybody. But, I mean,
I'm not in a hurry.
Yeah. Well, it will be unrated when it hits home video.
Yeah, I'll pick up. All right, so... I'm glad this wasn't like just some really poorly written, poorly acted, just all around poorly made propaganda flick. This shows that you can get your all men suck message out in an entertaining movie. The suspense in this one was really
impressive.
It's not the fake jump scare crap that we've been getting recently. It just seemed
it was full of suspense.
It was, yeah, from beginning to end.
And for me to recognize that tells you there was suspense.
Yeah, no, it did it the right way, and it was real genuine suspense again. It wasn't just, oh, that was a loud noise here.
I have to disagree with you, Dan. I know it's just the white man in you, but everything is not attacking you.
I said you can do it right if you want to, like.
But you're saying that's what this is.
Well, it. That's kind of a big theme in a lot of theatrical films.
That's because right your whiteness is scared of this right now.
I don't mind if it's a good film. I could care less. Again,
but see, you're missing what I'm saying, Dan. It wasn't saying fuck all men. You're saying it did.
There's a lot. Well, Black Christmas certainly was saying fuck.
We're not talking about Black Christmas, Dan.
I didn't say. All right, it's not Black Christmas. That's like the ultimate.
Yeah, I'm saying that's not what's happening in this movie.
It's not. I understand.
But you're saying it is. You literally said you can tell a story without doing it, and you were talking about this. I'm just.
In his defense, I think it was as an example. This is an example of how to do it without fucking. Yeah. Rubbing your fucking tampon in our faces.
Okay. There. Bugs articulated it better. So, yeah, no, I mean, Elizabeth Moss was fantastic. I haven't watched Handmaid's Tale, but I've seen her in other things, and
I know
she has chops.
I know. The Strangers, but I know her from Mad Men.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I've never seen
Mad Men. I started the first two episodes and I fucking loved it. I just never went back. I need to.
Oh, yeah.
Has that big titty girl.
Yeah, that's what. You want to hear the funny story? Oh, fucking. Her name is just fucking.
It's not Chastain, right? No. It's the other one.
Fuck. 2 seconds. It's right there.
The Strangers, Pray at Night.
Christina Hendricks. Yes, because she's also in Good Girls.
Todd, you're showing your rapiness right now.
Oh, yeah. I will tell you why I watched...
Talking titties.
I will tell you why I watched Mad Men. I got the DirecTV guide. She was on the cover. I was like, God damn, I got to watch that show. True story.
I believe it. I don't blame you.
There you go. And those homely-looking titties are what made Pugs watch Invisible Man, and he's glad he did.
Wrong girl.
The homely chick. I know, Todd. God damn it. Open your ears. God damn it.
Stop being so confusing.
I'm not being confusing. Just listen. This was actually an excellent film. I was really surprised, and I actually remember liking Hollow Man, and I didn't rewatch it before.
Oh, yeah, Hollow Man's the shit.
Yeah, yeah. I remember seeing that, and it got a bunch of bad reviews, and I'm like, I kind of liked it.
Well, every Paul Verhoeven movie gets a shit review, to be honest.
Yeah. And a lot of people forget there was a direct-to-DVD sequel of that. But this... just from beginning to end, I had no issues with the CG, and there was just so many like little things, like when the girl gets punched, I was just like, oh.
I like the way they did the suits.
That shit was cool.
Yeah, it feels like in a week. I mean, I'm not saying somebody could do this right now, but it's probably something that's not too far off. They kind of kept it somewhat realistic rather than just, oh, I drank a potion and now no one can see me. I dug it. And it also kind of explained that, you know, the dude's not having to, like, free ball all over the place to stay invisible. So,
like Son of the Invisible Man?
Yeah. Yeah, you remember League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? That's another. It's a Sean Connery flick that has the Invisible Man in it.
The movie that made Sean Connery quit acting. Yes, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, I did Finding Forrester after that. So, but
no,
I believe that one came out last. But
that was the movie that made him stop acting. I don't know.
Well, either way, yeah, it did. I mean, that was like a mess. Although, I actually like that movie. But there's a hilarious scene in there where, like, I guess the Invisible Man's like in Sean Connery's study and obviously naked. And I he just goes in there. He's like, "You ever fuck?" Oh, he didn't say fuck, but it'll be a boot in your ass if you ever come in here again. you should watch it. It was a funny.
Because that's what I do. Finding Forrester came out in 2000. L.E.G. came out in 2003.
All right. Well, I'm still going to say I'm right, but that's fine.
That's because you're white.
Yep.
So, Todd, what did you think of Invisible Man?
Well, I don't think there's much left for me, so I'll pick up the crumbs. It was awesome. I loved it. I'm glad the fucking Dark Universe died, and this is what I said from the beginning. Instead of trying to build your fucking universe to make a universe, make a good movie and then build it off that. And that's what they did here. Now we can get whatever else, you know.
Would you like Lee Whannell to helm the universe? Because I think that'd be awesome.
I definitely would. I think it's in capable hands, if so. I get if they're going to mix it up and have him, you know, do this and that. But I think the problem is going to be is if they do the whole, you know, universe building and like, oh, we want to get this name actor or director and we want to get this. They got to be smaller like this one. They can't do the fucking Mummy bullshit again because people who want to watch genre pictures are going to see right through that.
Do you really feel
there
like...
is one? Hold on, there is one dude he can bring in. He can tag in.
Who?
His boy that just made Aquaman.
Oh yeah.
So if he want to go big budget, you bring in. Oh my god, I can't remember his fucking name. So
James Wan.
Yeah.
James fucking Wan. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So if they really need to go big budget, they can tag in him. He's already familiar with everything. He's a fucking diehard horror fan.
As a Universal monster lover, though, do you really think that they can be successful on a big budget now?
No, I think
I do think it's possible, but I think this. I don't think it's the way to go.
Yeah.
But if it's going to be on the table, I would want James Wan.
Yeah, I'm kind of good with these. I mean, if they can get out like Dracula, Frankenstein, and really make them a film that of this quality, I wouldn't necessarily mind seeing a. The thing is that, yeah, but you get Versus, then it's like it becomes a special effects show, and it runs the risk of just being a Van Helsing. But I don't know. We'll see. My whole thing is like make them separate. This one was a hit. See if you can repeat that a few times.
And we have Monster Squad, so it is achievable.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Yeah, different tone, but yeah. Wow, on this one. God, I'm a 4.5. It's close to perfect. It's maybe not quite there, but yeah, excellent film. I'm amazed how much I love this one.
Dan, shocking me once again. I feel like I'm going to give it a 5 just to be different. But I am also at a 4.5.
Oh, you wanted to go 5, but you would be ahead of me on that.
No,
5
no,
count.
I didn't.
That's why.
Honestly, I didn't. I expected you to give one. But I said I almost gave one just because you did.
Oh. Acting wise, that was definitely 5. Elizabeth Moss was amazing. What say you, Pugs?
It's across the board 4.5. Nice. There was really not a lot to complain about, and didn't leave me wanting more. Although I did see, I don't want to give any away spoilers, but like they didn't tell a certain part, they didn't cover up a certain part very well. I was like, oh, that's probably what's going down.
Dan, don't you have a complaint?
And I think that's it.
I don't have a complaint. I mean, I do. I would. Will
oh, your logic
there.
Issue is wrong. If I think you're forgetting something, but we can't say it.
Yeah, it was a one-time watch, and I could be wrong. It was just like something I watched, you know, when I saw it, and then I thought that didn't add up. But
well, remember she did it earlier.
Okay, yeah, I feel like that one was probably on me, but yeah, and I should throw out just like the trailer. This focus is really it's Elizabeth Moss's movie. It's not it doesn't focus on the Invisible Man. In fact, he's only really...
He's in every shot.
Yep.
But I will say he was excellent too. Like towards, you know, when we, the times we do get to see him, really good performance. Pretty unnerving. I kept thinking like, oh, American Psycho reboot. I could see him in that.
I do want to point out, I don't know if you guys noticed, there was tons of stuff in the trailer that didn't make the final cut.
No, I haven't gone back. Remember, I really don't. I do my best not to watch trailers.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. So I got to go back. So what was not in the cut?
There's a couple. The main one that jumps out to me is where she's sitting there, and she's like, he's sitting right there, and you can see where he's sitting.
Okay. I do remember that being on the TV spot, too.
There's that one. There was there's at least one more. So I wonder how long the original cut was. I can't remember what the other one was. Shit. There was two I noticed right away, and I haven't... I'm going to see if I can find it.
Yeah, I can't quote something exact, but I know this one in particular, there was quite a bit.
So do we get to sue them like they did... Okay. Did I have seen that? Actually, it's pretty similar to the poster I posted. It's the part with when she's in the shower and the handprint.
Oh, I want a shower scene.
Yeah.
The fuck.
Yeah, I figured we're not. Yeah,
they had to cut it for Dan's legal reasons. They saw that. He forgot to take it off. You know that's.
I love that poster.
I was gonna say, you know that's an awesome graphic, Dan. Don't even hate.
Yeah, my hat's got to be in everything now.
You know what? It's your fault, because every description you get a shot in at me, so every graphic I'm getting a shot in at you.
Well, come on, the sex comedy one. I think
everyone. It's happening every time you do it. I'm gonna do it.
All right, so our next review.
It's so awesome. I'm looking at it now.
It's the blur, man. That got me.
All right. So this one I'm very curious to talk about, because this figures into a set that Todd and I for sure are going to, and Pugs are going to be spending quite a bit of money to own. I'm waiting for that price drop.
I'm about to get it on fucking Best Buy with my Best Buy credit card.
Oh yeah, no. Well, yeah, that might be the way to go. But anyways,
because I'm probably gonna cancel the Star Wars one because it doesn't have any bonus discs. Sons of bitches! I don't need no goddamn letter from Mark Hamill. That's a photocopy.
Like you need more of that crap. All right, so this is from director David Gregory. And it is a documentary. Horror film director found slain and buried under the floor, screamed the August 1995 headline in the Los Angeles Times. But the whole truth behind Al Adamson's strange life and gruesome death reveals perhaps the most bizarre career in Hollywood history. From his early years as the son of a silent screen cowboy, through the production of some 30 lurid low-budget pictures, including Satan Sadists, Dracula versus Frankenstein, and The Naughty Stewardesses, to his grisly demise, the Al Adamson story remains wild beyond belief. Told through over 40 first-person recollections from friends, family, colleagues, and historians, plus rare clips and archival interviews with Adamson himself, Blood and Flesh, The Real Life and Ghastly Death of Al Adamson is the delightful, dirty, and deadly documentary of bikers, go-go dancers, aging Hollywood actors, porn stars, freak-out girls, Charles Manson, Colonel Sanders, alien conspiracies, bad contractors, and scenes so sick the movies could never show them before. All right, so... I am an Al Adamson guy. I love Satan Sadists. I love the Stewardess movies. Those are probably some of the first I saw. of his work that, at least that I remember. He is often compared to Ed Wood, and I don't know why everybody seems to get compared to Ed Wood. I do not think it's accurate that there's some really entertaining stuff here.
This is where I argue. Yeah, maybe entertaining, but I don't think he's ever made a good movie.
By stuffy critic standpoint, probably not. But entertaining? Fuck yeah.
That's not the same thing, though.
Now, I mean, I may be revisiting some of these when the set comes out and think, oh, that doesn't hold up as well. You know, we're always honest about that stuff here. But Satan Sadist, that hasn't been that long since I've watched that, and that is a fucking hoot. I know Tarantino's a big fan of that one as well. But anyways, so this doc, which of course is going to be a part of the 32 film, I believe, set, I fucking love this. I mean, not only is it a cult movie doc, it turns true crime doc. So two things that we love here at Flesh Wound Radio. And it's a very strange case. And this is put together really well. I mean, they get his old, maid / housekeeper to even talk about this. And his second wife, he had a really interesting life. I actually have a book. I can't remember what it's called, but I have an Al Adamson book. I mean, this guy kind of tackled quite a bit from, you know, the biker genre, sexploitation. I mean, if you came from the grindhouse era, you definitely saw some of Al Adamson's stuff. Blaxploitation, I mean, he really kind of hit all of the staples. And the fact that this guy has dealt with both Charles fucking Manson and Colonel fucking Sanders on set. Oh, my God. Pugs, what did you think? Were you aware of who Al Adamson was before this, and were you a fan?
Well, I was well aware of who he is, but I've never really taken a deep dive into his career or life. You know, as you're a horror fan, you stumble upon these things, conventions, online. But this is a one-stop shop for the man's career. And I'll be goddamn if I was included to my screen. I was interested in everything this man did. the ups and the downs. Honestly, like you said, fucking Charles Manson. I was like, no shit. And then Colonel Sanders, who is weird about saying fucking finger-licking good or whatever the fuck it was, is like, you know what, we gotta switch.
You know he fingered a chick and, like, licked his fingers and dropped that line.
That's how he came up with the line. It had to be. But yeah, all the ups and downs throughout his career was... I don't even know where to start, because it's fucking amazing, and now I want to see his entire catalog, so I may be joining you guys in buying it, but... That box set. I'll wait for Todd to give his opinion, but like.
Oh no! Here's the thing. I like his films. It's just that they're not good movies. But
since you like the films, but now did this doc make you like love him? Because I kind of love him now, and I don't even know him.
Yeah, and I want to watch his films over again. I get why he gets compared to Ed Wood. I don't think he was incompetent as a filmmaker like Ed Wood. He was just... He likes...
You want to get it done.
Yeah, he's somewhere in between Roger Corman and Ed Wood. A lot closer to Roger Corman than Ed Wood, but there's still an obvious step down in quality. But that said, yes, this documentary covers everything. Stuff I never... I remember, in the news when he died just the coverage, but there's so much of this stuff I did not know. And yeah, the way it's formatted, we get like Dan says, it's like two, almost like two docs, and covers everything.
Do you think there was like a, I don't know, like some sort of like sex thing going down with he and the killer? Like maybe tag teaming, not together, but like tag teaming the wife or something. It just seemed like a very, I don't know, strange relationship.
The wife, I don't know. Or if we're talking about that chick in Vegas, I don't know.
Yeah,
she's the only one. It's funny. It's like if you've ever watched American Pimp, everyone comes off good except for the one, what's his name, the owner of the Bunny Ranch. For me, that's what this doc was.
Dennis Hoff.
Yes. He's the only one who comes off like a sleazebag. Watching this, it's like the same thing. Everyone comes off good except her.
Yeah. Although I was into the alien stuff.
Yeah.
Also, now he believes. Wait, this came out of left field, but okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, it's, it is. If you don't know the story, I mean, it is kind of like, what the fuck? God, I kind of want to see that, that film now, too.
Yeah.
This is like a 3-hour cut or a 3-hour, it's not even done yet. Or,
yeah.
No, there's enough for 3 movies, I think that's what it's
yeah.
Said. Yeah. Yeah.
Release that shit. Is it in the box set?
Unfortunately, no.
No. But if this is successful, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they'll find some way. Unless the Men in Black are, I don't know, suppressing it somehow. But
cement.
But yeah, man, this just, I mean, the Sam Sherman relationship, you know, I've always, like I said, I didn't get to meet Adamson, unfortunately. He died, like, right around the first year or so that I started doing conventions. So I know he was, I think, a chiller way back in the day, but unfortunately before my time. I do have a Blood of Dracula's Castle poster signed by Robert Dix, though. I did meet him at Chiller, so... And he had some great stories.
And Dan can't go anywhere without getting dicks.
Fuck you, Todd. Fuck you, Todd. Don't make me start talking about my AVN boner again.
Did you say, were the Three Stooges there?
dude. Like, I'm so excited for this box set. It's not even funny. I mean, I'm just, I want this in my hands now. And no, don't make another dicks joke.
I wasn't. I was going to say, this is Dan's second most top of his list of all box sets ever.
Yeah, well, the H.G. Lewis one.
No, I mean of ones tough. You want to come out, not ones that are already out.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, God, they cover everything. This is really funny. This is, you know, sad. Like a lot of... guys of that era that made cult films, you know, he definitely was out there, but seemed like a really nice guy. It's funny, they talk about, like, I think they name dropped Ted B. Michaels at one point, and I might be mixing this up with a 42nd Street Pete story, but he was another one. Ted B. Michaels lived with like 10 women in this castle or something. So
that was brought up. That was brought up.
Oh, it was? Okay, I get mixed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had talks about Al Adamson with other people, but Todd, what did you think in general? And what's some of your favorite, like, Adamson stuff? Are you, like, a biker movie guy? We haven't covered a lot of the early biker flicks. It's another theme show at some point.
No, you should know which ones I like best, the stewardess ones.
Want to assume your sleaze.
What was your question before that? I totally like fucking lost it.
What did you think of the doc? And,
okay.
What are some of your early Adamson memories, if you have any?
I love the doc. It's probably my new favorite documentary. We have a documentary next week too. What I'm looking forward to also. Earliest Adamson memories, I don't know. I knew I'd seen his films, But honestly, the first time like I knew his name was the Troma Al Adamson collection. And that's like kind of when I knew.
Blood of Ghastly Horror.
Yes. You know they got me with I Spit on Your Corpse, even though that's another retitling, them sons of bitches.
Which they go over.
Yes. So yeah, I mean, I've always seen, like I said, I've seen his films different times, but like when I really knew who he was probably in that Troma era. But yeah, like his movies are entertaining. Like I said, I don't think they're particularly good, but they're all pretty much, there's fun in them.
They're not. I mean, for me, they were never like kind of ready for this to be over. Sort of.
There's some of those with me. There's quite a few. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, Dracula versus Frankenstein was, yeah.
Oh my god, that's a hot steaming pile of shit.
But they even joke about it. I mean, he hired, like, worst Dracula of all time.
I can't even say anything positive about that. Blinky? Yeah. That's when I wanted to be over.
Okay, well, yeah.
I've only ever seen it full screen. So maybe when I get to see the widescreen, yeah, I don't think it's an L.
The blinking and glorious 1080p. But yeah, I mean, yeah, the Spawn Ranch stuff. I mean, this guy just lived a hell of a life.
can you get this little guy off my set, please?
I feel that's how a lot of people probably reacted to him over the years, which, you know, kind of factored in. But he could have put him in a movie. Can you imagine, like, if he had made like a biker flick with Charles Manson? Things might have been different. Charles Manson and like Colonel Sanders. Maybe Colonel Sanders could be like the Emperor character, like his dad or something. Oh man, that would have been interesting. Manson would have done the finger licking good stuff with no problem. God, what might have been. But oh man, yeah. I mean, it's so much more than just a doc about a cult movie director.
Definitely.
And one that I love, and it's such a batshit movie. It's already been on Blu-ray. It'll obviously have a lot more on this set. But Carnival Magic, holy shit, is that a weird ass kids movie? I think it was.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I love the story about the chimp that was like biting actresses, and, like slapping the shit out of people and putting them in the hospital. That one only could have been made back then. And yeah, Al Adamson is fascinating. I mean, I put him up there. Andy Milligan is another guy who had a really interesting life. Another one, really good book out there on him. And I want to throw that out. I don't know if this is still in print, but Shlakorama, The Films of Al Adamson by David Konow, is a pretty good companion piece to this set, worth checking out. This was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I cannot recommend it enough, and for me it's a 5. This is a great doc. Even if you don't like Al Adamson, I think the doc will thoroughly entertain you.
Yeah, I definitely agree. This is a doc. You don't have to even be into his films to get enjoyment out of it. This is just a great documentary.
Yeah, and I'd still bang Marilyn Joy. Holy shit, she looks good.
Does that one qualify?
Did you read it?
What?
Did you rate it?
Oh, did I 5. Not? Oh, shit. 5, yeah.
That's what I thought, yeah. It's a 5 for me, too. It just tells the complete story, minus the conviction, I guess.
Yeah. So, is that another sweep? Is this our second flesh wound gash?
Yeah. I think it is. If we do all 4.5s, is that also a gash or is that just a cut?
See, it's because it's not fives, though. That's I was thinking that
fives only. Okay.
I mean,
we can call when we all have the same, it could be a hat trick because of Dan and like you know the hockey thing. But when it's a five, then it's a gash.
It's a four and a hat.
Oh, God.
Now Dan's never going to rate anything four and a half again.
God damn it. Guys, we
must
will...
watch. It is a must watch.
I will. I'm sure at some point we'll well, it'll probably be over several shows, but I'm sure we'll cover some of the box set as well at some point. I don't know if we'll review everything, but we'll give maybe even a video review at some point.
Of what?
The box set. Because I know 32 films, we may not ever get to that many.
You can do the unboxing.
Yeah, I'll do an unboxing, absolutely.
I can knock that out in a weekend, 32 films, pussy.
Yeah, still won't watch Farscape, Supernatural.
Because I never said I was going to watch Farscape. Two, Supernatural's just too much at this point.
Yeah, it's ending, though. You can binge it.
I recommend the first five seasons. That's where I stopped. They were good. I'd like to go back, but fuck, it's a lot.
God, the comedic episodes, though.
Is it still even on? I know it's going to end up on...
Ending at 15. I'm actually behind about two seasons, too, so...
Well, you better watch it while it's on Netflix. It'll disappear eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got all the Blu-rays.
Is it going to go HBO Max?
That's what I'm guessing, as soon as that expires.
Yeah. All right. So, be sure to tune into the Sex Comedy Show. We've been hyping that, it feels, for like years. So.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And be sure to check out the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Facebook group.
We'll cut your fucking head off.
Yes. We will cut your fucking head off. That's the shirt that will happen. You know, maybe you don't like me and you can get the decapitated shirt of me. You don't like Todd, you can get the decapitated photo of Todd.
And nobody doesn't like pugs.
I was going to be like, I feel left out.
I'm sure, like, maybe there's some black people that listen and don't realize that you're also black. They want to see you decapitated.
Yeah, so. Dan's already pitching one with the burning cross and a rope.
Oh,
okay. Makes
that's
sense.
Fucked up.
Well, you pitched it.
God damn it, God. And fleshwoundfeatures.com, of course. Check out the Flesh Wound Dan eBay. Always appreciate your business.
And if you have not already, because Dan always forgets about it, go like the Flesh Wound Features page.
Absolutely. Yes, like that one too. Yeah. Follow us everywhere.
And make sure you follow Dan around, like when he's at the grocery store. Cough on him too. He really wants that now. He's trying to get
you cough on me now, you're getting a fucking knee to the dick.
Cough or on the, him covered in spaghetti sauce. Send your kids up to him covered
in
spaghetti
kids
sauce.
Over.
That will become a fucking true crime doc. A real bad. Obscure podcaster. Kills a bitch in the safe way. It's gonna happen.
You called a child
strangles three children.
You called a child a bitch? That's horrible.
I didn't say a child. You just said somebody sneezes on me. I'll kill a child too if they sneeze on me right now.
Dan.
I just like I'll kill a child too.
Fuck them kids.
Cover your mouth,
fuck
you
them
little
kids.
Fuck. God damn.
Alright.
Alright.
I thought you liked your mouths open.
Oh!
He's already got his Onward tickets booked for him and a special guest.
Oh. Nah, I've already said I'm not going. My nieces want to go, and I'm just like, that doesn't look
good. I know. You get that 12-hour boner, and you're kind of fucked. And on that note, we'll be back tomorrow. Good night, y'all.
4-hour boner.
Hail Satan.
Goodbye, guys.